Back to Tom Elliott in a moment. Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. Michael, thanks for joining us on this Friday afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon again. Hey, I tell you what, since our interview on Wednesday, it has been a busy week, and we've got some really good results starting to come in that I just wanted to briefly talk about.
Yeah, go ahead. I believe it's about the Community Satisfaction Survey.
Yes, so as everyone's aware, we held a community satisfaction survey where we engaged the company to start calling community members. And we've actually had 180 respondents to that this telephone survey. And everyone knows how much we hate phone surveys, calling in at dinner time, etc. But we've had 180 community members participate in that survey. But most significantly is one third of those who participated have identified that they would like to continue to make themselves available to provide advice and support to council and to be resurveyed and to be engaged in the future for how we do community infrastructure. One third is an amazing outcome.
Well, it just shows how important it is for the community to provide their feedback, and great to see they're getting involved.
A very involved community. They're very proud of our town, and it just shows with results like that. Now, the other thing we've had as a big result coming in since Wednesday is from Minister Littleproud and our federal member, Minister Susan Lee, we have had it confirmed that the extension to the Round 2 drought funding has occurred, and we have picked up an additional $1 million to support our community in the recovery phase from the drought, and hopefully this rain that we're getting is a sign that that is over. It's a bit too early to tell yet, but it's a good start. So that's an extra $1 million there that we'll be putting into community to drive the recovery from the impacts of that drought. And the Stronger Country Communities Fund. Now, I can't talk about the details of what's in there because it is still confidential from the federal government. But we have been informed that two of our projects that we applied for have been approved, and we've picked up an additional $750,000 to upgrade some of the community facilities. Once we can tell the community what those projects are, we'll get it out there as quickly as we can. But that's another great outcome. So thank you to our federal member, Susan Lee, and Minister Littleproud for their support in getting that across the line.
And last but not least, Michael, you want to have just a few words on the advisory committee.
Yeah, so as we've been mentioning several times now, we are reviewing our advisory committees. We've actively engaged with the chairs and some of the members of those existing committees to let them know that we've appreciated their work that they've done over time. So I just wanted to re-emphasise that those existing committees, the hard work that they've been putting into this community for years, we are truly grateful for, and we want those people and other members of the community to participate in the review of the structure of our advisory committees, because we need to make sure that those advisory committees are going to meet the needs of the community moving forward, and that's a really great outcome. And just one last thing, if I've got 2 seconds. As most of the community are aware, New South Wales has released some of the restrictions around travel, etc., for our community members. Please jump on the council's Facebook site. There's details there giving advice on what we can and can't do under the current coronavirus restrictions here in New South Wales.
Fantastic, Michael. Well, some good news to round out the week. You have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you very much once again. Great to be on 3SH.
Balranald Shire Council General Manager there, Michael Kitzelman.